Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome to 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery.
It's one of my favorite segments of the week, at least over the summer. We get it every week.
Well,
it's a very nice Tuesday way to wrap up our 3 o'clock hour.
I tell a lot of stories, and so, you know, Brandon said, why don't you tell a story? Let's do a segment every week where you tell one of your stories. And, you know, I kind of feel like I'm burying my soul to Nashville because I tell bad things about myself.
Oh, you're about to bury your soul on this story.
Well, I bared more than that when this happened. Here we go.
Snakes, illicit drugs, Twitty balls, Hank Jr. You never know what you'll get. It's time for Story Time with Mickey Ryan.
Archie Bradley, who's a Major League Baseball pitcher for the Diamondbacks, he was on a podcast and revealed that he had soiled himself.
Yeah. Well, but not just soiled.
During a game.
Defecated?
A major.
Is that a word?
Yes.
Is that the word?
No, defecated is a word for sure. That's definitely defecated.
I'm keeping it clean.
That's good. It was nice.
Scientific even. Defecated. He pooped his pants during a Major League Baseball game and then had to play in the game.
Oof.
So you were out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of last week. Brent Doherty, who's out this week, he sent me this story and he said, we need to talk about this. I said, I did that in a game when I was in the, I guess, eighth grade playing Pony League, which is what they used to, it was travel, the equivalent of travel baseball 100 years ago. You played that when you were seventh, eighth, and ninth grade. So I think I was in the eighth grade. And our team played in a league in Wynn, Arkansas. So we would take a bus to Wynn. It was like 20 miles away. That's where D'Angelo Williams is from. He's from Wynn, Arkansas.
Oh.
D'Angelo Williams. Probably Wynn's most famous son. So we go down there to play. And we played in, now all these fields are just abandoned. But they were behind a factory. It was kind of in a low spot. They would flood. There were mosquitoes. It didn't have a great concession stand. This is where I was telling you guys I ate the raw hot dog. I went there and I was hungry between games. I ate a raw hot dog, what you were calling raw, I think. Remember this? And it just hadn't been cooked in the weenie water yet.
Yeah.
Well, on this particular day, I didn't eat a raw hot dog. I got a cooked hot dog before the game. I was really hungry. You know, I had to bus ride down there. We're about to play our game. No, actually, I was in the seventh grade because I didn't start. I was a reserve. I started eighth and ninth. So anyway, I didn't think I would get to play much that night. I was more of like a late inning guy. You know, I was 3 feet tall. They put me in and I could draw a walk. I could always get on base. Not necessarily by hitting the ball.
You didn't think twice about eating your pregame hot dog.
I ate the hot dog. I'd eaten the raw one fairly recently to this time. I go get a hot dog. It was actually cooked. About the fourth or fifth inning, my stomach starts to rumble in a really bad way. Like, okay, this is going to be trouble kind of a way. And you all know what I'm talking about. And so I'm just sitting there and we get like fifth inning, you know, sixth inning. And this is probably the top of the sixth inning. I think we played at that time. I don't know. Oh, it just thundered and lightning. You know, we played not super late at night, but I'd had the hot dog and it had been sitting on me a while. And I told one of the other guys, I'm like, man, I hope I don't play. My stomach feels so bad. And he goes, well, you know, coach, you know, he'll put one of us in later. He always does. I said, hopefully it's not me. And so I got to relieve. You know, you get that pressure that builds up in your stomach when something bad's going on in there. And it was just like a balloon that was ready to pop. And so I started to sweat profusely and it's so hot. And there's so many mosquitoes. So you got off like in a syrup all over your body where you got spray out. This is, I mean, it has all the charm of Vietnam. We're talking rural Arkansas in a subterranean environment, rice fields 100 yards away behind a factory in the 80s, and what would soon be an abandoned ballpark. All that. And my stomach's about to blow up. So I kind of, I'm sweating now just thinking about it. So I go down the end of the bench and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to relieve a little pressure. I'm just going to just relieve a little air pressure. Again, this is radio. I'm trying to be PC.
Yeah, please do.
Only more than air came out. More than air. Other stuff came out. So I'm sure I look like I just seen a ghost. So I told one of these other guys, I said, I have to go to the bathroom right now. So I just leave during the game. I just leave the dugout. I go to what were public bathrooms. I'm not lying. No door, no light, 4 inches of water standing in there. No lid.
No toilet paper.
Just a toilet. Ugh. Just a rancid toilet with mosquito larva infested water. I try to straddle this water. And I think, okay, I can't go. I can't go in here. I can't go. There's nothing. There's no paper to clean up. But there was something that needed to be cleaned up already. In this water was a wax Coke cup. Think about those wax cups, wax line cups.
No.
I just kind of start, again, I know this is radio, scraping.
Oh my gosh, I might not make it through this.
So I do the best I can for the cleanup on aisle 5. I go back to the dugout. I'm not kidding you. The coach is screaming, "Where's Mickey? Go into the game." He puts me in right field. I go into right field to play the last, like, this is a half inning. We're going to play the field and then bat. And if we don't score enough runs, we lose the game. So I go out into right field, and this is a true story. Our school colors are orange and black. I had black baseball pants.
Well, lucky you.
And an orange jersey. It's lucky a miracle. You. I only had white baseball pants. In every other instance, black baseball pants. I go out and I play right field. The gnats started to find me. This kind of thing they're interested in. Oh. I'm out there in this cloud of bugs. Luckily, no balls hit my way. Whose position is up to bat to start the inning? Me. I go up to bat. The catcher goes, "Oh my gosh! This guy expletive his pants."
They walked me. You got called out?
Yes. I looked at him like, "You're crazy." They walked me on 4 pitches. I go down to first base. First baseman won't stand next to me. I look at the coach. He tells me, "Steal second." I had to slide.
Oh, this is totally grossing me out.
I have a quick question. What happened to the cup in the bathroom? Was that a scooping and pouring on you kind of a situation?
No, it was just like a scrape and go.
A scrape and go.
And so I know we're up against it here, just like I was them. We finish the game. I get stranded on second base. Next 3 guys get out. I don't go anywhere. I have to ride home on the bus. I wouldn't sit next to anybody. When I get back to my house, it drove right by my house, so they dropped me off. I lived at the edge of a little town. It was dark out there. I went to my backyard, to the garden.
The garden where you grow stuff that you pick and eat?
I buried my underwear in the garden and then went in and took a shower in my uniform. No one ever knew. Now all of you do.
Now everybody knows.
Except in the springtime, the flowers started blooming.
Wow. The tomatoes the next year were amazing.
We're going to podcast this, right?
Yes.
This is going to be out there for a lifetime.
Headlines when we come back. 3HL.